This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned the U.S. Congress Wednesday of the threat of a more assertive Russia, saying that the West, key military alliance, is not looking to start a new Cold War with Moscow, but needs to deter its military aggression. In an unprecedented address to a joint session of Congress on the 70th anniversary of NATO's creation at the end of World War II, Stoltenberg also said the 29th North Atlantic Treaty Organization has no intention of deploying land-based nuclear missiles in Europe. He accused Russia of violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which the U.S. says it is leaving because of Russian violations, a claim Russia has denied. U.S. President Donald Trump seems unfazed by a new Democratic attempt to get his tax information. AP correspondent Mike Rossia has more.
President Donald Trump is dismissing the latest bid by congressional Democrats to see his tax records. During a meeting with top military leaders at the White House Wednesday evening, the president brushed off a formal request to the IRS from House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal for 6 years of his tax returns.
We're under audit, despite what people said, and we're working that out, as I'm always under audit, it seems.
Breaking with tradition for presidential candidates, Trump refused to release his income tax filings during the 2016 campaign, claiming he was under audit. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Social media executives could be jailed if they fail to remove extremist material from their platforms quickly under controversial Australian laws adopted Thursday in the wake of the live-streamed mosque shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand. Lawmakers voted overwhelmingly in favor of the law, which make it illegal not to remove footage of a terrorist act, murder, torture, rape, and kidnapping, and spell out that internet service content and hosting providers will be held culpable. This is VOA News. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Wednesday that U.S. trade talks with China are continuing to progress as negotiations between the world's two biggest economies resume in Washington this week. Kudlow told reporters that the two countries made good headway in Beijing last week, with China acknowledging such problematic issues as the theft of intellectual property, forced technology transfers, and computer hacking. He said no decisions have been made on automobile tariffs. U.S. lawmakers are taking a wait-and-see attitude on the lengthy talks. The U.S. Senate has drafted a plan aimed at helping bring back democracy to Venezuela through economic aid and pushing U.S. allies to impose sanctions on the Maduro regime. 8 Republicans and 7 Democrats are co-sponsors of the Verdad Act, Venezuela Emergency Relief Democracy and Development. The Democrat Bob Menendez of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee said the proposal was a bipartisan effort to put teeth behind the support for the Venezuelan people as they seek to restore democracy and prosperity and end the nightmare that has been the Maduro reign of terror. The act calls for a peaceful diplomatic resolution in Venezuela while authorizing the Trump administration to spend another $400 million in humanitarian aid. Former Vice President Joe Biden says that he's a hugger, but he can adapt to the boundaries of protecting personal space.
I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it.
Biden released a video Wednesday after two women said he inappropriately touched them in public during political events. Lucy Flores, a former Nevada state politician, wrote in New York Magazine last week of how Biden placed his hands on her shoulders, briefly kissed her on the back of the head, and appeared to sniff her hair during a 2014 event. Another woman said that Biden grabbed her face during a 2009 gathering in Washington, D.C. A gift from Japan from more than a century ago is once again creating a visitor's frenzy along Washington's tidal basin. It is the peak period for the beloved cherry blossoms. The basin is a 107-acre man-made reservoir in the Potomac River that is home to thousands of cherry blossom trees. Experts say because of rising sea levels and decades of wear and tear, the basin has had chronic flood problems. Now there's planning for rehabilitation projects that could cost as much as $500 million, money that is being raised through both the government and private donations. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.